howdy part, here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. You know, I once worked at a bakery just to get by.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I needed the dough.
Stop it.
I know.
Just stop that.
That's terrible.
That was... No, hey, that did was you bad. Know the Pillsbury Doughboy passed away?
That's what I heard, yeah.
He got a yeast infection.
Poor guy. You know what? Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
It's not going to get any better.
No, because this wasn't designed to be funny.
Oh.
But this just really hit me hard.
Oh, dear.
This was out of an Appalachian cookbook.
Oh, ooh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so now the first one is venison chops.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And does Bacon Bits have something to say about that?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Venison chops, all right?
Uh-huh.
No big deal. You need venison chops, venison steaks. You need cooking fat, chopped onions, powdered sage.
Okay.
All right.
Powdered
sage, salt, and pepper.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that one didn't get me.
Okay.
This one got me.
This one will get you.
All right. Braised muskrat.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
After skinning and cleaning, remove all glands, fat, and white tissue inside the legs.
Oh, inside the legs.
Inside the legs.
That must be where the musk comes from.
Right. Cut in pieces and soak in salt water overnight.
Okay.
Marinade 3 hours.
Get that nasty out of there.
And then dry the meat and roll it in seasoned flour, and then put it in whatever fat you want. Add half a cup of water and then simmer until done. Few onions and veggies may be added.
Oh, well, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You can stew a rabbit.
Rabbit
stew is fine. You know, cooking fat, salt, pepper, bay leaves.
Bay leaves.
Yeah. Yep. And stock celery, two chopped onions and 3 sprigs of parsley.
Okay. That is pretty specific.
That is, yeah.
Yes.
Wild duck, understand that one, right?
Okay,
yeah, but here they're adding bacon strips.
To take the wild nasty out of the duck.
3 apples, a cup of raisins.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Poultry
yeah.
seasoning, salt, and pepper.
Yeah, yeah. We're getting the nasty out of the duck now.
So why wouldn't you, right? Now they have something called a crawfish wiggle.
A crawfish wiggle.
Yep, that's right. Butter, salt, flour, pepper, celery seeds, 2 cups of milk. Onion, 3 cups of cooked crawfish.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then a cup of cooked peas, too, to go with.
Do you know how many crawdads it takes to make a cup?
I do. Eesh. A bunch of them. Yeah.
That's a bushel basket of crawdads right there.
So if you didn't like the stewed rabbit, you can fry your rabbit now.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
So and then they have a recipe but here's the coup de grace right here. Yeah. Roasted stuffed coon.
Okay, this ought to be good.
After the coon was skinned, defatted, and deglanded, wipe with a damp cloth. Dust the outside with baking soda, rubbing it into the meat.
Okay.
Rinse in 2 or 3 changes of cold water. Then put it in a roasting pan. Water just enough to cover it.
Uh-huh.
Then you need carrots, onions, celery, and lots of other things in order to cover up the taste.
That's good stuff.
Great show coming at us this week. Mm-hmm. John Chandler is riding along with us. Trey Allen has some poetry. We have Dan Roberts, Carolina Cotton, Hot Club of Cowtown.
Ooh, yeah.
But we're going to start right off the bat with our buddy J-Rodge.
Yeah.
Jared Rogerson. Yep, he's busy breaking bones.
eyes are on him. He'll be putting on a show. They all know this living legend at the local rodeo. Rodeo Queen is batting her eyes. He just tips his hat and smiles at her and lets her pass on by. He tries real hard to speak the truth and take the gossip for throwing stones. Has no time for breaking hearts. He's too busy breaking bones. About 7:30, another town a week ago. That 8-second buzzer rang, but he couldn't let go. His teeth were clenched as he was picking on his friends, saying, "Where were you on that one?" They popped his shoulder back in. He tries real hard to speak the truth. Doesn't take the gossip for throwing stones. Has no time for breaking hearts. He's too busy breaking bones.
Right, Jay Rodge. He's busy breaking bones. He's brizzy baking bones. Baby, yeah. He's brizzy baking bones.
Easy for you to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, they're telling me. Yeah. Rodeo cowboys understand
yeah,
that, right?
They know exactly what he's
That's
talking
right.
about.
That's right, yep. Hey, welcome to Cow Radio.
Yeah.
I blame you.
I blame
it's
you.
It's your fault. I didn't say it was your fault. I said I was blaming you. Now, as brothers, we do that frequently.
Well, of course.
And it's not a problem. We throw each other under the bus.
All the time.
No big deal.
Right.
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 But
except.
But you blame me for this stupid radio
that's
show.
That's right. And you there make, is nobody else to blame.
You make no qualms about that.
That's right.
You don't hold back on that one.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And I tell anybody that asks.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I blame you for me moving here. So there.
Well, there is that,
and
too.
Had you not talked me into moving here, there wouldn't be a cow radio.
A radio
yeah.
show, yeah.
So maybe that's a good thing.
Well,
I don't know.
You know, the Lord works in mysterious ways.
It's true. I was just looking for a place to hang my shingle.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
said, why don't you try here and yeah. Come on the six-month plan.
That's right.
If it works in 6 months, stay. If it doesn't, leave.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
I'll quote Harold Merritt.
All right.
I moved here in 1992.
Yes.
Got so poor I couldn't leave.
Couldn't leave.
Right.
Exactly.
Right?
That's a fact.
There's
a lot of people that can claim that.
Yeah. Well, that's a true statement
yes.
here. This is a man's paradise.
Oh, let me tell you.
You know, it yeah. really is. So there are a lot of widows that still have their husbands.
Yes.
Because hunting widows.
Hunting widows.
Fishing widows. Cowboying widows.
Yeah. Yeah. Truck driving
widows. Truck driving widows. Yes, you know, this is great country to do all those things.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. 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 I'm here to tell you, it is a paradise.
You know, but Tina was raised here.
Right.
All right.
You can't get her to leave
so
here.
Yeah, you didn't have the fight.
So I blame her.
Okay, there you go. That's right. We'll blame her for me moving here and us doing the radio show.
She started.
It's all her fault.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. You know how you blame your siblings for other things?
Absolutely.
I didn't do it.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. I didn't do it.
Willie.
Dylan did it. Yeah.
Good old Will.
Well, yeah. I blame our siblings for how tough our parents were on us.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Because we were the last. We were at the tail end, right?
And they swear that we got the better end of it.
No. Because they had learned from the previous four, right?
Yes.
Yes, exactly right.
What kind of shenanigans kids can come up with.
So the rules were hard and fast by the time we came along.
Buddy.
Right?
Well, and it does take a community.
Oh, man. Isn't that?
And it did.
And it did.
Yes.
It took the whole Oakley Valley to raise us.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
But you were the mistake, and I was the playmate.
I was, oops.
Oops. Sorry. Okay. Well, he's got to have somebody to play with.
That's
guess
right.
We got to have one more.
We just as well try
all right,
again.
Yeah. Hey, we need to ditch out to a cow commercial. Yeah. But the good news is when we come back, Hot Club of Cowtown is going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.